Okay, Daf Mem Malav Amud Beis. We're holding Perek Shvi Halacha Dalet Mesechet Yevamot. Ubar VaHayavam Erusin VaHeresh Ben Teisha Shanam Yom Echad Poslin VeLo Ma'achilin. Safek Shu Ben Teisha Shanam Yom Echad. Safek Shevich Tei Sarot. Safek Lohevi. Nafal Alav Abayit VaAbat Achim Eni Yadua Hizem Et Rishon. All this case, Saratach Kolatis Velo Mityabemet. Of course, the case of the Sofek Ben Teisha or Hevish Tei Sarot is a little bit confusing, and we're going to need the Gemara to explain it. Omer Rebishim. This is a bezog. In this case of the Uber, we got a problem. Midat Hadin Loka. What you would think is normal and reasonable doesn't happen, and we suffer for Midat Adin. Because, I mean, you'd say to yourself, look, I mean, Ima Seulifso, Yema Selahlo, and you're going to tell me that the Uber is Choshev to be a child, sufficiently Choshev to pass over from eating Trumas Pesavia if her husband, the Yisrael, dies leaving her pregnant. So why wouldn't the Uber then, the same Uber that came from a Kohen to a Bas Yisrael, why wouldn't the Uber be able to be Ma'achil or Truma? Up until this point, we always viewed those two things as being interrelated. Because the Pasuk, on the surface, was interrelating them. If Zera Eina, V'shava Obet Avdiya, Kinu Le'a, Milacham Avdiya Tocha, sounds the same. The truth is, however, that over here, because of the way the Pasuk is constructed, there's two completely different dinim. But you would have said to yourself, if it's not a Ma'asel HaAchil, if this Uber is not good enough to be considered a child, to be Ma'achil, his mother, from the Kohen, Lo Ye Ma'asel, if so, so why does it prevent the Bat Kohen from going back to father's home to Truma? Yehudom Rebbe Shemino, it's very true. My time in the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon argue? And, well, what is the basis of the Rabbanan's telling us that he's wrong? Because since the drasha is that the Yelid Beito Hein Yochelu Belachmo, we darshan Hein Ya'achilu Belachmo, which comes to teach Haroi Lochal Ma'achil Sheino Ro'i Le'achol Eino Ma'achil, a Yelid Beito where he himself would be eating truma. An Uber who is not Yalud and who can't himself eat Truma, does it seem so unreasonable to you that he shouldn't be able to be Machel Truma? He's not Machel Truma. Well, Hatevun, we asked on this, Hare Mamzer. How about the case of the Mamzer? The case of the Mamzer is that his grandmother, who's a Bat Yisrael, continues to eat Truma because this Kohen has a Mamzer for a grandchild, right? But he himself is not roy to eat truma himself. I mean, he's the worst kind of czar in the world. So how can he be ma'achil? Shanyi, that's not a problem. I mean, it says you lead beto. And you lead beto? Okay. So, I like those words, you lead beto. It's the same word you darshan about you lead beto ma'achil. And over there it said only if he's born. So meata yilud ma'achil, sheni yilud ma'achil. Same way we said that a Bat Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, the child only when he's born allows her to be truma. Why don't we say the same thing over here? A Bat Kohen who is married to a Yisrael, yilud prevents her from being ochel, but eino posla? No, that doesn't follow. Shani, that's very different. Over there it says the Bat Kohen Ktiyah Manal Gusha V'zera Ein La. It says V'shava Beit Avia Kinu Ureha. So V'shava Al Beit Avia Widarshan Prat L'Shomer Yavam, who cannot be going back home, she's got to wait. But also Kinu Ureha comes to add something. Kinu Ureha means Prat L'Mu'Uberet. Just like when she entered puberty, she wasn't pregnant. So too, if she's pregnant, she can't go back home. You can't go back home again when you're pregnant and say nothing has changed. So that means that it's coming from a different basis, not coming from the word Yalid Beito Ma'achil. Amr Yosi Hadi Amra, now that you're learning out from the psukim, that an Uber is posel in omachil. So on Uber, osu oto kimamash nifso. When it comes to posel, his mother, so there, for all intents and purposes, as if he's already born. But v'lo osu oto kimamash lachil, when it comes to feeding his mother from his father, the Kohen, we do not view him as being present in the world yet. He's like a davar shelo ba le'olam, so to speak. Now, we see from later on that it's mashma that there are those who argue on this. From Rabbi Zeira later, we're going to see that they don't agree to this halacha uber eino machil. Actually, an uber is machil, certainly in the rice. And I'll show you where I say that. Zeira, he learns in a bright later on. He quotes a bright saying, "Arusa, v'shomeret yavam umeuberet." So these three women that do not have a right to eat but did eat. What's the halacha? The dinner is if somebody eats truma b'shogeg, they have to pay a keren v'chomesh. What's the dinner of these three women? The din is mishamot v'karen. They owe money because they stole. In other words, what they ate wasn't theirs to eat. But they do not pay the chomesh as if they were zarot that were eating truma. Now, man and kayami. Let's explain the case so that at least it makes sense. In the bat kohen, should he say to Yisrael, we're starting over here. A bat kohen who is left, it says mu'uberet. Could be two possibilities, okay? So the bat kohen was feeding his wife. She's now mu'uberet. She gets married. She had gotten Yisrael, married to Yisrael and was left mu'uberet. So, afilu yoledet imena banim, ina zaralo. What are you telling me, mu'uberet? Even if she's not mu'uberet, what would be the problem? Even if she would be married to Yisrael, the din is that she's over on eating as a gazim, so she pays keren, but she's not called a zar, because mudarshin in the Teres Kayani, the whole zar, it means only a true zar. Over here, this woman is not a zar, she's not a zara, she's a bas kohen. Elamai, she's got a problem, and that is Yisrael now, who is married to her. But the raya that she's not a czar is that she can go back home. She can go back home after he dies. He can't call her a czar. So there's no change in her status. So therefore, you cannot tell me that the chiddush over here, that a muberet does not pay chomesh, is talking about a case where she's muberet from Yisrael. Because even if she had children from Yisrael, she wouldn't pay chomesh. There would be no chiddush in this at all. It's ridiculous. We've got to be talking about a bat Yisrael, who is a zara, who is niseit lakohen, and she left her now, he died, leaving her pregnant. And it says over here, if she eats, she doesn't pay the chomesh. Now, im omer, if you're going to tell me that uber is asuroto kimamash livso, that the uber is not machil his mother midiraisa. In other words, so he is considered to be a lo asuroto kimamash lachil. He is considered to be midiraisa, a non mamish. So then, why would we say she wouldn't pay? Lama mishalem esakarim, vena mishalem esachomish. Yishambu karim v'chomish. She should pay the whole thing. She is a Bas Yisrael. She has no reason to be eating. She's a Zara in every way. Where do we come off saying that she's potter from paying the diraisa chiyuv of the chomish? I don't understand what you're talking about. Therefore, must be, the only way you can understand this, must be that Zeiri, who's quoting these, whoever the author of this braita is, argues on the drush that we had about Yulud Ma'achil, Sheina Yulud Eino Ma'achil. He holds that really that's only an Esmachta. That Midya Raisa, the Uber, is Ma'achil, which is why she's not Mishalem B'Sachomer. The Rabbanan, where those are on the Nati Truma, so long as she doesn't have a child, you never know what the child maybe is not, is a Nefer. So therefore, she pays only Karen, and she doesn't pay Chomish, because she, the Ikra, then has a right to eat it. She wasn't over on the Yisr. It's just they took away her financial rights. Okay, so let her pay back the financial rights. She'll pay back to Karen. And therefore, there's obviously a mandiomer, who's the mandiomer of this brisa, who argues on the way we understood the pasuk of she'ena yulud einu machil. Machil means only midrabbanan. Now, it says that a cheresh is posel. So if he marries a bas kohen in Uzi Yisrael, he passes her from eating truma. Lo kein tani revichia, ishtosha cheresh rosh hashota, tovelet mechek ba'alava ofelet. Didn't revichia say beferish in a brisa, a bat kohen who gets married to Yisrael who is a cheresh or a shelta, her husband sleeps with her, she's a surah betruma, until she goes to the mikvah. That's because of Yishah, Shishkavu, Yishota, Shechvat Zera, Verocha Tzuvamayim, and Tamla, they're fine. So she has to go to the mikvah. Very good. But she can go to the mikvah and eat truma, because there's no kinyan to pass over. So why are you telling me over here that if she's an Eishah Scherish over here, that he passes her from eating truma? She's still considered to be Beit Aviyah. Answer, Rav Abba Mori, Rav Matanyahu. Different to it. One of them says, we're talking about over here, a cheresh pasan, where she marries a cheresh pasan. Let's say it was a mom. It's over there. Even though he doesn't have kedushin, but he passes her, makes her zoner, makes her halala, whatever the tzur would be. So he passes her with his bia. Therefore, she's pasan from Trumas Vesabia. Harana Amma, the other one says it doesn't make sense. I mean, why? The Mishnah is isolating this case of cherish. You know what it's talking about? It's going back to the original case. It's talking about a Shomeres Yavam. So it's talking about over here. She's a Shomeres Yavam to a Yavam who is a cherish. Where over there she's a Kuka Midiraisa. So over there, indeed, she doesn't eat Shumas Besaviyah. That's the case. Okay. But it wouldn't be for that, then ain't no phenomenon. There's no Kedusha at all to a cherish. She would be able to be tevelas from her tumah and be able to eat already after Arif Shemesh. Now the Mishnah continues on to say, Safik Shubendesh Shonim Yamechat Safik Eino. So what is that when it's saying that? What case is it referring to? That's referring to Safik Bentesh Shonim Yamechat. Safik that he's not yet Bentesh Shonim Yamechat is going on with so. On all of the psulim, it said, Shabbat echad echad min psulim shabbatera. So over there, we're machmir. That's how to understand the Mishnah. That even though we started off the perek before talking about the din of the all of the arayas, that a bentesh shanim yom echad is considered to pasul or is considered to be a bia lahalocha. So that's what it means. And it's a suffix if his bia was a bia or not. He passes bibiyasa. And the next piece, the correct yursa should be suffix shahevi shtei sarah, suffix shahevi. So there it says kemishalohi. There we have to assume that he did not have his puberty. But that's in terms of being machmel ha'achil. Don't think you can rely on him having reached puberty. So he was a suffix, whether he was old enough to marry her. So over there we have to be machmer, because we have a chazaka. Until now, he was a katan. He couldn't be machmer betruma, because he doesn't have any kinyan. So if we're not sure whether he ever reached puberty, so he remains suffix, which he can't eat. What's that a suffix? Nafal abayet alava batachir, to whom he's married. Ven yadu ezmen meit rishon. Therefore, we don't know whether this woman who's left alive, the other wife, is a tzarat erva, or whether the erva died before the husband died, in which case she would be mutaret. So the din is, let's vomit yabem. Says the Gemara, correct yours again, it, v'hocha atinan mitnei tzarot. What in the world is the Tana doing over here? Throwing in, all of a sudden we're going back now to the first parrot. What does this have to do with what we've been talking about? Ella began to Tanina Tzveikot. Tanina Tzveik Tzorot. It's not here because it's Tzorot. It's here because of the din of Tzveik Mentesha. Or the din of Tzveik Evishtei Tzorot. So we're also going to throw in the Tzveik by Tzoras Erevon.